It's not all that often that Ringe, New Hampshire finds itself in the spotlight of the international art world. But a strange legal dispute involving a major contemporary artist, a Wall Street commodities trader, and a local professor is garnering lots of attention for this small town. NHPR's Todd Bookman picks up the story from here.
The paintings of Leon Golub aren't all that easy to look at. His works, some small, others massive wall-sized canvases, deal with violence and power. There are roughly sketched images of prisoners being tortured, of police brutality and dictators. Golub, who died in 2004, may not be a household name, but his works hang in the Museum of Modern Art, the Art Institute of Chicago, and the Whitney Museum.
I once described myself as a machine for producing monsters.
This is Golub speaking about his art in a documentary.
And I keep producing them, but my production of monsters is really minuscule compared to the real production of monsters.
British-born Andrew Hall is a fan of Leon Golub. He's also well-known on Wall Street as an oil trader. He once garnered a $100 million bonus. Here he is speaking to a Florida PBS station about one of his passions, art collecting.
And whoever you are, you are operating essentially within a budget. And that budget, I think, can go much further when you seek out overlooked corners of the art world.
In the early 2000s, Hall began buying dozens of Leon Golub paintings and drawings. According to court documents, that includes 24 pieces sold to him by a Ringe, New Hampshire family, Loretan Gascard and her son Nicholas. Loretan was an art history professor at Franklin Pierce University, and she ran an on-campus gallery. In 2015, as Hall and staff members at his foundation began to prepare a major exhibit of Golub paintings at his own gallery, the authenticity of some works were called into question. The estate of Leon Golub maintains an extensive inventory of nearly everything he painted, but there were no records of the 24 artworks obtained through the Gascards. Court documents detail how a longtime studio assistant of Golub said these works had, quote, unusual formal characteristics. That is, they just didn't look right. They concluded that these two dozen paintings, much to Andrew Hall's dismay, were clever forgeries. He filed a $700,000 lawsuit against the Gascards last September. So here in Keene, a quiet residential street, this is the apartment where the Gascards live, but they don't seem to be here. They haven't been speaking with the press anyways. For months, the Gascard family seemed to have vanished. They left their apartment in Ringe, didn't file a response to the allegations in court. Even a private investigator hired by Hall couldn't find them. But just last week, the Gascards resurfaced, providing the courts with an address for this apartment in Keene. They did also email New Hampshire Public Radio, again declining to comment, except to say that they will, quote, address the false allegations vigorously. We do know that Loretan claimed she was a student of Leon Golub's in the late 1960s and maintained a friendship with him until his death. However, Leon Golub's family disputes that and say they never heard him mention Loretan. According to an online biography, Gascard is 68 years old. She was born in New York City, earned a PhD in Germany, and lived and worked in Bangladesh, Austria, and several African countries. In the late 1990s, she landed in Ringe to teach at Franklin Pierce. Neighbors say she was friendly, intelligent, but also secretive. Former students I spoke with described her as a striking figure on campus, often dressed in all black. Like any professor, she had her fans and her detractors.
I did learn a lot about art history. I think she knows her stuff. But as far as like person to person, she was not an easy person to be around by any means.
Catherine Michaud graduated from Franklin Pierce in 2009 and took Gascard's class her freshman year.
I think of her whenever I go to a museum because she did teach me how to read paintings. She was like, I learned from her, but it was like her as a person was just like very peculiar and off and cold, just very cold.
Gascard left Franklin Pierce in 2015 after settling an age discrimination suit. Those court documents describe a contentious work environment, with accusations of bullying and theft of school property by a colleague. Now, Loretan finds herself back in the legal system, forced to explain how exactly she came to possess 24 allegedly forged paintings of someone she describes as an old friend, Leon Golub. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.